Simon & Schuster Audio presents Sorcery of Thorns by Margaret Rogerson, read by Emily Ellett. Night fell as Death rode into the great library of Somershall. It arrived within a carriage. Elizabeth stood in the courtyard and watched the horses thunder wild-eyed through the gates, throwing froth from their mouths. High above, the last of the sunset blazed on the great library's tower windows, as if the rooms inside had been set on fire. But the light retreated swiftly, shrinking upward, drawing long fingers of shadow from the angels and gargoyles who guarded the library's rain-streaked parapets. A gilt insignia shone upon the carriage's side as it rattled to a halt, a crossed quill and key, the symbol of the collegium. Iron bars transformed the rear of the carriage into a prison cell. Though the night was cool, sweat slicked Elizabeth's palms.
"Scrivener," said the woman beside her. "Do you have your salt, your gloves?"
Elizabeth patted the leather straps that crisscrossed her chest, feeling for the pouches they held, the canister of salt that hung at her hip. "Yes, Director." All she was missing was a sword, but she wouldn't earn that until she became a warden after years of training at the Collegium. Few librarians made it that far. They either gave up or they died.